Good morning, church. We always have to wait for the people in the back. You would think that the people on the stage are the ones in charge, but it's not the case. The people on the stage are the ones who are waiting on the people in the back. They're the ones that are really in charge. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church. We have songs to sing here this morning, and that we are alive. We have the breath of life in us. Father, we thank you that we can just be here in church now. And Father, now as we come in spirit and in truth, we simply ask that you would just meet us here, powerful, with your Holy Spirit. It would just be an amazing time of worship. We thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army. Out his word, the Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on God's holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm, sound the alarm, sound the alarm.
Amen.
I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Way beyond the blue. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond the blue. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. While he's calling you. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Way beyond the blue. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me.
It is important for your name to be written in the book of life so that when you get up there, God says, who are you? You don't want to hear that. You want to say, hey, I know you. Your name's written right here. Come on in. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before.
Amen.
Two ways to sing that song, like you believe it or like you don't believe it. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of my Lord. And I am healed by the blood of my Savior to live and to die no more. Let's sing that one more time.
I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. Savior. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. Yes, I am.
Thank you, Jesus.
God's name is majestic, and you will find that in Psalm 8:1.
There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Sin and strife, discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Resting neath the sheltering wing, always looking on his smiling face, that is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Sometimes he leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see his footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing.
You look at verse 3, it says, feasting on the riches of His grace, resting neath His sheltering wing, always looking on His smiling face. That is why I shout and sing. I had a picture of my boys as we were singing that verse, you know, where they're under my sheltering wing, and there's times where they look to me for approval, like, did I do this right? And when I look at them and I smile and I say, hey, good job, that's fantastic, you did great. They just, you know, their chest swells up and they just, they're so full of pride and, you know, their dad, you know, is approving of them. In the same way, we're talking about Jesus here. Feasting on the riches of His grace and resting neath His sheltering wing. He's got us under there. Always looking on His smiling face as we look up, we see Him. That is why I shout and sing. We can be supremely confident. That's why the song is called, He Keeps Me Singing.
Grace for even me, broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise His name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching to all the lost. By it I have been pardoned, saved to the uttermost. Chains have been torn asunder, giving me liberty. For the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the vastest grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountains, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me, broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise His name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled, by His transforming power, making Him God's dear child, purchasing peace and heaven for all eternity. And the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountains, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me, broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise His name.
That's a sermon in of itself, is it not?
Hallelujah.
Wonderful, the grace of Jesus. All we can do is accept it. It's all we can do.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining. Still praying out. there's dismay, though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled, for faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, with faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Amen.
This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, I'm happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Amen.
Thank you. desire and I long to worship Thee. You're my friend and You are my brother, even though You are a king. I love You more than any other, so much more.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Your name is wonderful, Lord. Your name is wonderful. Your name is Lord. Seeing that we have been encompassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay with patience the race that's set before us. Laying aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that's set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Despising the shame. He was set on the right hand of the throne of God. As we endure things ourselves, tribulations, problems of every kind, let us receive it with joy. For we know what is setting before us. We know the hope that is set before us. So we can endure things with patience and long suffering. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And let his praise be continually in our mouth. His praise be continually in our mouth. Let us bless the Lord at all times and his praise be continually in our mouth. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we are going to look unto Jesus, the author and finish of our faith. Fear not, he said, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And we thank you, Father. And instead of dwelling our circumstances and our problems and our situations, let us dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Let us bless the Lord at all times. Oh, with our hands lifted up, with a mouth full of praise, and with heart of thanksgiving, we will bless thee, O Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let us serve the Lord with gladness. Let us shout hallelujah, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Because his loving kindness is better than life, our lips shall praise him. Thus shall we bless the Lord while we live. We shall lift up our hands unto thy name. Our soul shall be satisfied, as with marrow and fatness, and our mouth shall praise thee, O Lord, with joyful lips. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you help us dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that we may abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we want to thank you today that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Let us not look at the storm, but let us look unto him who pacifies the storm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory in this body of believers. We thank you. Thank you, Father, for filling us today with the knowledge of thy will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, and be fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. And we want to thank you today. Thank you, Lord, for filling us with the knowledge of thy will. Thank you for using us. Thank you for sending us. Thank you for, O Lord, for a revival in each and every heart in this body of believers. We pray today in the name of Jesus. Let us become the overcomers that you intended for us to be. For we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies. And we love not our lives, even unto death. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Lord, as we're about to receive this offering, Lord, you have given us many blessings. You made many provisions in this body of believers. Oh Lord, you fill our mouth with good things. Oh, that our youth may be renewed like the eagles. Oh, you've done great and mighty things. Oh, and we thank you. Out of what you have given us, we want today to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver, and he is able to supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for blessing this offering that we are about to receive. Oh, bless it, multiply it, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need in this body of believers, we pray today. Lord, as we are about to hear the message that you gave to the pastor, we pray, O Lord, that you touch him in such a mighty way with the anointing, with the power, O Lord, with the freedom, the clarity of mind, joy and peace in his heart, And let that message come with power, Lord, and touch each and every person in this body of believers. Touch everyone that gives a testimony, and we pray for the anointing upon everyone. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
I was hoping to get another 5 minutes of piano music. That was nice, very nice. But here I am. Okay, so good morning. Testimony time. Anybody have a testimony this morning? Natalia, come right up here.
For he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron.
I'd rather
have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than the riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than
houses
or land. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than
man's
applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than
worldwide
fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
He's fair
than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all my hungry spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Amen. I too rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Wise men seek him, and foolish turn away from him. Amen.
Another beautiful testimony. And, you know, I don't think I could remember all those lyrics myself. That's pretty good memory. So, God is blessing. Okay, Carol?
I think some of you know that I had my brother and his family visiting me this weekend. And it's been a lesson in a reminder of the truths of the Bible. And I just wanted to share this, that my brother was saved when he was 5 years old and spirit-filled when he was 9, spoke in tongues. And he married an atheist. And of course, the truth of the Bible is making it so clear. I'm remembering what you said, Vasily, about the fool. You used that word, and I was thinking, the fool in his heart has said there is no God. And it is like a little child saying, there's no God, and God is right there. But he's, you know how children hide themselves and they think no one can see them. And God is all over the place. And whether you believe in him or not, he's there. And the Bible is true and evident all over the place, in the universe, in the earth. And whether you believe it or not, it's true. Yes. And you're going to face Jesus, whether you know it or believe it or not. And so, why not bend the knee now? Why not bend the knee to the maker of the earth now instead of waiting until life falls apart or waiting until you meet him and it's too late? You know, this is just really clear when you see how people try to live without God. And they try really hard and they cannot succeed. They bring curses on themselves. And the curses overtake them. But when we are... when we trust the Lord, even though we are very weak and frail and we are all aware of our weaknesses, he strengthens us and he works things together for good. And even though, you know, we are the people who come to God are the ones who are in need. We are considered the poor in spirit. You know, Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And so praise the Lord for those of us who are poor in spirit, who know we are poor in spirit. Amen. And then, by knowing that, we can lean on the Almighty One who will give us the strength to overcome. And I have been praying for my brother and his family for years and years, and I am beginning to see that the Holy Spirit is doing something. Amen. So, yeah. Praise the Lord.
Yesterday, I had... a day where I just hung out at the house, and my wife was at work, and so I turned off that, you know, boob tube, and you can hear next to zero truth coming out of that thing. And so I spent time reading in Jeremiah, and I spent time praying. I was in a battle to be up. And so, anyway, I'm up. And but I listened to some preachers online, you know. I really am blessed by the internet, and you know, you can get some truth on the internet. Get a lot of lies out there, but you know, you can pick and choose. So, whereas the boob tube is just nothing but trash, pretty much. And I listened to a preacher, a young preacher, talk about this. I guess there's a group out there called Jay-Z. Anybody ever hear of that rap group? One person. Anyway, I guess he's very popular. And in one of his songs, he said, "Jesus cannot save you, and life will not begin until the church is ended." And so this young black preacher was really railing on him. And it was good. Then this morning, as getting ready to go, my wife has on that CBS Sunday Morning. You ever see that show? And so I just got up and came into the dining room, and the first thing I hear is they're doing a little piece on Moses, and they show Moses having the 16 commandments, and then he drops one and he says, "Oh, I mean 10 commandments," you know. And and then they did just a total mockery of Moses. This is a CBS Sunday Morning. And, you know, it just, it made me mad. And I said, I can't watch that trash. So it's more and more and more and more and more that the name of Jesus is getting smeared, the Christian is getting smeared, and the Antichrist system is rising. And we're going to have to take charge. That's what I think. We're going to make our own noise out there for Jesus. So anyway, that was the start of my day this morning. Yesterday was a good day. Listened to a lot of good preachers. Even listened to Pastor John S. Terrell. But you know, I need more power in my computer, because it kind of breaks and then starts again, you know. So more RAM. I need more RAM, I think. Better processor. Okay. Bob, you had a testimony?
The neat thing is that every time Thomas gets up here, I always have some piggyback things that, based on things that you say. And so I'll do that first. The enemy we face uses ridicule and things like that. Subversive movement never directly teaches Marxism, as an example. And the younger kids, they begin to denigrate and downgrade our true heroes like Washington and so forth. They're never taught that General Washington prayed for 4 hours a day, day in and day out, and or the miracles that took place, you know, with respect to him. God protected his life during the French and Indian War when people were firing at him right and left, and it went through his hat, through his cloak, and everything else. And finally, the Indians and the French dropped their weapons and ran because they thought he was a god. But it was God protecting him for the future. They don't learn things like that. They call him a hook-nosed Washington, and they denigrate. That's the way the Marxists do. They don't deliberately teach Marxism. They undercut and destroy true heroics and heroic people and Christians particularly. So you're going to see more and more of that. The problem, I think, with Christians is that we read the Bible, read the Old Testament, and we see the evidence of, in times past, of the persecution and the outright horror. But it's hard to relate that to today because very few people have seen the horrors of war and things like that to realize that human nature has never changed since the fall in the Garden of Eden, and it never will unless people come to Christ and have their natures changed that way. So anyway, my testimony is this. A few days ago, Joanne and Sotera said, let's have lunch on Saturday. So we said, hey, that'd be great. And they originally wanted to come to our house. So I thought, well, it'd be easier for us to drive down there. You don't have to bring a dish or anything like that. But as it turned out, we had to have somebody come over and look at the heater in the house, and it had to be yesterday afternoon. So when I told Joanne, okay, it's going to be that way after all, and she said, victory! And I thought, uh-oh, what does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. We had the most delightful time. We got there about, what is it, 1 o'clock or something like that? And Teresa's is bringing in big boxes of stuff. And a big pot about this high full of beans. And then another load came in. And I said, "You got, if you're moving in, take that bedroom right there, you know." I'd throw a little Irish humor in there. And the net result was a feast. But more than that, I was blessed with a visit with Soteris. After all the years I've known him, I always wanted to know more. And to my utter delight, because it's hard, and I don't want this to sound braggadocio or anything like that, but I'm highly educated in the field of conspiracy and history. Highly educated. You have to be if you're going to do what I did for many years. And all at once, I found myself having a delightful conversation with Soteris about Greek history. We discussed the Peloponnesian War, the 300 Spartans. I was naming up the king. He said, "King, king." I said, "Xerxes." He said, "Right." And then the other guy was King Leonidas, and we discussed the battle strategy and how 300 people held off thousands and thousands of Persians, and the fact that the government was, meanwhile, they didn't show up. They lied and cheated, and they put the 300 men out there against this mighty army. And they were slaughtered, of course, but goes down in history as one of the most heroic deeds of all times. It also demonstrates the evils of government. The other kings were fighting around. They didn't want to show up and get into the war. And so it was a delightful experience. And we discussed the Suez Canal and the Panama Canal and other countries of the world that we've been in, because Soteris spent a number of years at sea and saw a lot of places. So it was an extreme blessing. And so we thought, what's going to be lunch? You know, when they finally had all the prayers, we looked at the clock. It was 9:45 last night. So from 1 o'clock till 9:45, we had lunch. It was a tremendous blessing. Thank you very, very much. We still have tons of stuff sitting around. I just happened to leave there, but thank you. It was a real blessing for me, especially to carry on some intellectual discussion for a change, because there's very few people I can communicate with on that level, meaning no disrespect. It's just that I spent many years in that field of history and anti-subversion. So thank you so much. The Lord God really blessed us yesterday. Amen.
Okay, Michael.
I, too, am inspired by Thomas. We no longer have the boob in our house. Why should we have that little monster in our house? Just brainwashing and dirtifying me, you know. So when I was a child, the owl was kind of an addict. You know why? It was a lot better then, and I was a lot younger then. Now I'm a whole lot older, a lot more discerning. And it's become it's a church. So, but I get a good example. The last things I kind of like to watch was like National Geographic, because that's supposed to be science. Of course, it's not science. What they'll always say there in National Geographic is millions of years. The Earth, billions of years. The human race, and the monkeys, and the rocks, and the chance. It's all what you call evolution. Evolution is not science. Will you please debate with me, anyone? Science versus truth. Now, why is it that religion is always fantasy and their science is always reality? See, when you say their science, you've got to put quotation marks around that, don't you? So, I too look at the internet a great deal, and I learn a lot, and I'm very inspired. I'm very inspired by quotations. You know, there's quotations from the Bible, and there's quotations not from the Bible. But quotations that are not from the Bible, that substantiate the Bible, those can be very good. We don't have Jesus in this earth anymore. He's gone. But he has the Holy Spirit. We have the King James Bible. We have inspired people, don't we? So the question is, who do we listen? Now, if we're going to look at the boob tube, don't we have to ask ourselves why? I mean, what trash? You know, they will sell their souls out to the devil. And of course, the devil, the deceiver, will steal back. I mean, what it gives you, he wants to steal back. What a proposition. How can you call yourself a journalist and lie like that? Or a scientist and lie? What is wrong with you? Are you a traitor or are you just dumb? You know? So when they talk about these big, one of the things I'll say, and I just thought of it the other day, if you got all these billions of years, what are these human beings here being so dumb for billions of years for? I mean, I'm not a genius or a great scholar on that subject, but I just think, when I think, I can also inspire myself a little bit. In millions of years as a human being, before we where is all these missing links at? Where's all these semi-monkeys and semi-men, whatever you call them, you know? They have never been discovered anywhere. Every time they make it this so-called scientific discovery like that, it's an animal or it's a man. Now, the Bible says many, many years ago, I don't know. I mean, what is the first people in the Bible lived, 1,000 years and Methuselah, 980 years and all that stuff? You know, when God brought death to this world and Methuselah and all, even though they lived, they were getting older, their long noses and everything else. A lot of these skeletons that they found were some of the very old ones that lived long ago. They were still human, but they lived many years. And during the process of the years, they changed their physiognomy, if I may say, you know. So let us not be seduced by the world. You know, and I'm just about finished. Myself, my testimony is that I am looking for truth. Truth. And I found it here. I don't have a preconceived notion about what I'm looking for. I'm looking for an excuse for abortion. I'm not looking for an excuse for sin. What I'm looking for is the truth. And I know that I may have to sacrifice everything for it. But didn't George Washington maybe sacrifice? And look at the blessing that he had. Hey, I might be tortured, I might be burned at the stake. But if I'm a man, I'm gonna put up myself and maybe be burned at the stake. I beg your pardon? That's it, my friend. Oh, my testimony. My testimony, wow, you know, you floor me with that question. You really do. Isn't that a testimony? Am I right or wrong? That is a testimony. But I don't understand. Okay. Anyway, look, I was saying, a testimony, to sum it up, and I can understand that part, is that I have a strong faith for all kinds of reasons. Got that part? And then in the end, this is an arrival process, because I have seen what the world has to offer. It doesn't have much to offer. You want to talk to me, you see me later, and I'll talk to you in person, okay? Anybody here, all right? You got a question, talk to me, and I'll tell you what I know, and we'll discuss things. Thank you.
I like what the word says. Let God be true, and every man a liar, right? So, let God be true and every man a liar. In other words, what the word says is truth. Okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord and good morning. We will start here with a couple of announcements. There will be no Bible study on December 31st. I'm going to take a night off. And also today, we have fellowship dinner after the service. You know, praise reports are great. And I want to start out today with a praise report, several praise reports. And let me begin. This is from Sweden. You remember that probably about 6 months ago, we got a prayer request from a person that had a cousin who had a brain tumor, and the person was not saved and had rejected Christ over and over again. Well, here's the story. I was supposed to be focusing on things, other things yesterday and today, but I've been with my cousin Michael for 3 days, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. I felt it more important to meet his needs and his family's than me staying home. As a reward, I was blessed to be witnessing how Michael got born again and now is not only my cousin but also my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. Had I celebrated Christmas, I would probably be wrapped in cooking and baking on the 23rd and the 24th and be with some family relatives. Now I was available and could go to him and help taking their dog out, massage his hurting back, he's been bedridden for weeks, and help with their newborn baby, and found myself available when he asked me to pray for him and his family. And God's Holy Spirit gave me the words to say that opened his heart up for Christ Jesus. It's been of the most blessed days for a long time to see and hear him express his awe of God's grace, for him not worthy, and him saying, I'm so happy. Yesterday he told his mother and father, something has happened. I can't explain it, but I am so happy. Today he said, it feels so great, and it was so easy. All I lived for, have been to buy and work for, is nothing compared with this. This is what his sister had talked about so long. It is so wonderful. Today he called his own little sister Celia, who is born again, to let her know. And guess if she got happy and praised the Lord. He also called my sister for the same purpose, who has witnessed to him many times through the years. He really experienced the forgiveness of sins, the blood cleansing power, the burden yoke being removed, and the peace of God filled him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, we prayed for this man, and God did not answer that Sunday. Not the following Sunday, but in due time, God answered prayer. Then we have a report here from Grace and Torbjorn. And they write this, I translate this as I read it. We will share a few thoughts with you. We are very thankful that we can live in a country, and we really enjoy it, even if I have a longer way to work. We have God's peace in where we live. Please pray that Grace will find a job and our children Christian friends. This is the first year that we have not celebrated Christmas, and the children's school, the people that have showed great understanding, but our relatives and family see us as fanatic Christians, and there have been a great distance between us and them, but we think it is more important that we live close to Jesus instead. And Grace has a prayer request. She wants to change a work line, and she wants to go to something else. She has been an assistant nurse. Help us to pray for God's leading here, and we thank you for our prayers. We have not been able to see you for a while, and we have missed you, but now on Sundays, but now we're going to be able to see you again, and we thank God for that. So that's a prayer request. Can you take another? Praise the Lord. All right. Now, this one is from New York. And this is Eric Sims. And I got a call from him Monday night, I believe it was. And he simply said this: I want to pass along a praise report from New York. As you recall, we are having trouble with our furnace early this week. At the time I called you, it had entirely quit. The house was getting cold. It was about 11 o'clock at night. I had decided it would be better to suffer through the night than to call a repairman and pay for an extremely high service call. As my wife Patty watched my efforts to repair the boiler, she abruptly said, "Let's call Pastor John and ask for prayer." Now, when he called, I simply reminded him about the book, King's Kids. And I said to him, "This is a time for King's Kids to kick in. Do you believe that?" He said, "Yes." So here we wrote. After we talked and prayed over the phone, because I said this, let's pray that God will guide you exactly to the problem and you get that furnace going. After we talked and prayed over the phone, I decided to follow your advice and began to pray over the furnace and ask God to reveal the problem to me. Shortly after I prayed that prayer, I was walking by the fuel tank. A small, still voice instructed me to check the oil level in the tank. This seemed unnecessary as the time since the gauge was reading 1/4 of a tank. Despite the inclination to ignore what could not be an answer to my problem, I decided to check the fuel tank. To my surprise, the tank was empty. I was out of fuel. It seemed that the gauge was stuck and not reading the proper oil level. To make a long story short, I added oil to the fuel tank, bled the air for the fuel lines, and within 30 minutes of our conversation, I had the furnace running again. I just want to share this with you because it was an excellent example how often I try everything possible to fix problems in my life by my own might, usually without the results I'm looking for. I'm finding that if I would only give my troubles to God first and allow Him to help, that He would be quick to answer. But I must first ask and then ask in faith. Thank for your prayers and concern for us. As always, you are in our thoughts and prayers. May God bless you, Eric Sims, and this is from New York. I'm going to share the prayer request here, and then we're going to do a very special prayer for Patty Sims. And she got better last week. She's on a colon cleanse right now and a few other things. And she has been suffering, and she really need help. So we're going to pray for Henriette. Now, where is this lady from?
Alabama.
Pray for Henriette's relatives in France. They all need salvation. Also prayed for her two sisters who would not speak to each other but communicate through Henrietta, who tries to persuade them to forgive each other. We got here, pray for Butler Brown, his family, Rhonda and son Butler III. Where are they from? We don't know. Someplace in the United States. For healing of a dry cough. He's concerned because he works inside a jail and many inmates have TB. He asked for prayer that he would get a job outside the jail perhaps working with a risk youth. And this is from the Constrictin family. Please pray for Lena, this is Cindy's niece in Oregon. God would turn her around and to Christ. And then we have this praise report here. Let us praise the Lord that the rain He brought this weekend. Our reservoirs are still very low, so let's thank God that little by little He will steer the storm straight into California with Sacramento as a bull's eye. This is what we want. Amen. Oil prices rose this week and are sitting at 78.05 per barrel. Let us never give up or keep bombarding heaven that God in His mercy will destroy the international speculators who are trading commodities and are getting filthy rich while people are starving, out of work, and having a hard time to make it. It's another prayer request. Sick list for the week. Now, we can scratch off some of them here. Lois Armacher has come down with a severe cold. We need to pray for her. Shireen Strait had a tooth extracted and infection has spread to the jawbone. I understand that part of the bone came off and she's having some kind of a bone graft. Thomas Byrne is off the list. He's been battling a sore throat and hoarseness, so praise God. We don't need to pray for you today. We just thank God for you today. And then my wife is battling a cough. Someone asked the other day to me, are you catching a cold? I said, I don't catch colds. I reject colds. All right. And then the final report here. Let us pray hard that God will send us a person that can help us in our video editing. We are hopelessly bogged down in our production center, and this last week we had to trade the videos for a newsletter. By the way, we have a newsletter here today for you. Charles worked to 8:15 on December 25th to finish getting the videos up on the website, was unable to do an email blast and post today's sermon outline. We need help. Let's please really pray for that. So at this time then, those of you that like to come and pray, come on up. And we're going to pray for these different things. Before we go into these prayer requests, here's what we're going to do right now. Eric called me this morning and said, if I'm at home, now they're watching us right now, can I anoint my wife with oil? And you pray at the same time. They read James, the book of James, yesterday. And I said, absolutely. So this time, Elder Thomas, Elder Sotiris, come on up here. Would you stand with us? And we're going to begin to pray for Patty, that the swelling would go, the thyroid would be there today, and that she will be healed. So, Eric, right now, put that oil on your wife's forehead. And then put your hands on her as we will lift our hands and pray for her right now. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that through this media, we are now in that house in New York. And in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, Satan. I rebuke you right now in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus that you have to loose Patty Sims. Loose her right now in the name of Jesus. And I command every spirit of infirmity, get out of her body right now. In Jesus' name, you have no strength and you cannot be there. You are trespassing. And I thank you to my Heavenly Father that in faith, she was healed 2,000 years ago when Jesus hung on that cross. By his stripes, we are healed. And we thank you right now that Father God, once and for all, the power of Satan should be broken. And from now on, there will be a healing and a resurrection of a body. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Elder Thomas, add your prayers to you.
Father God, thank you for that thyroid to come for Patty Sims, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for the praise report that we got from New York and how that you spoke to Eric and he listened. That's the key. He listened and did what you told him to do, even though he thought it was insignificant or could not be that. So I thank you, Father, for the ability to hear the Spirit of God and to act upon what the Spirit tells you. And we thank you, Father God, that you would move in their family, the husband and the wife. We thank you, Lord, they would always hear the Spirit of God, and then they would move in that direction, Lord. And let them look into their home, into their life, and into every nook and cranny, Lord. We know that this is very important to root out anything, Lord. So we thank you for that. We thank you for guiding them. And Lord, we thank you for that miracle, that thyroid to be placed in. And at times in the past, myself, I have said, you know, that this preacher here, he might be a little too far out, and that might be a little bit too far out for me to believe. But over time, I realized that I needed to heed, and I needed to gain understanding, and I needed to walk a tighter walk. And I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for your supernatural power to come down upon both Eric and Patty and the entire family, Lord. I thank you, Father, for victory in their life. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Elder Sotiris.
Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, that you are the God of miracles. You are the God that never fails. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we command the swelling. We command that body right there to line up with the Word of God. We command every part of a body that's swollen there to be lined up with the Word of God. God did not create a body that is swollen. He created a perfect body. And in the name of Jesus, and it's going to stay that way. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for healing the Lord completely in the name of Jesus. Right now, we break any curse that she has spoken about the swelling or about anything else in her body. Any curse that unknowingly has spoken about her, we break that curse right now in the name of Jesus. And we break any curse that anybody else might have spoken. We break it in the name of Jesus and rather useless. And we pray blessings upon her body right now, upon her neck, upon every part of her body. We pray blessings in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Heavenly Father, that Jesus was wounded for her transgressions. He was bruised for her iniquities. The chastisement for her peace was upon him. And with his stripes, Patty is healed. And we claim it and we stand upon your word right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus said this, and greater things than these you do, as I go to the Father. And we have not a possibility to reach any point on this earth with a live webcast. And you called for the elders of the church to pray for you. And the elders have prayed for you. You have been anointed with oil. And according to the word of God, it says, and the fervent prayers shall heal the sick. And we now proclaim your healing, and we agree with you. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that we can reach out like this. And Lord, I know that Patty, in time, she's already right now ministering to many people, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, you're going to give a healing ministry to her and Eric. Yeah. And that, Father God, it'll be a great move of God in a part of the state of New York where they live. And that no one can be able to stop them because of what they have experienced. And we thank you for that right now. And Father God, I lift up the children of Charles and Katarina, Andrew, Isaac, David, and Abigail. And we thank you, Father God, that as the parents are serving you, Lord, that you would take care of the children, Father. And we thank you for supernatural healing, that the children be well, ear infection will have to die and be ejected. And we thank you, Father God, right now, that those children are healed. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Okay, go ahead and do your part.
Father God, thank you for the opportunity to pray, Lord, over the oil prices, Lord. And I'm thankful that I got this slip today, because I'm watching the price of fuel go up, and it doesn't seem to matter whether oil goes up or down. They're always raising the price of fuel, and it is outrageous, Lord. We are in a tough economy in the United States. And Father, we know that there is judgment on America, and rightly so. But Father God, we also thank you for those that are walking with you. And there are many in America that are still walking with you, Lord. And for the sake of these people, we ask, Lord, that you would bring the price of oil down, that, and not only oil, but the price of fuel, that these people can have the ability to go and to do what they need to do, Lord. And I come against those speculators who don't lift a finger, but they only trade to gain wealth, and they don't mind whose back it is on. It is a big game to them, a big money-making game. I come against those speculators, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for destroying that speculator's market. Let them lose money by the millions, Lord. And let the people pay an honest price for an honest product. And I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, please forgive me for any unforgiveness in my heart, and I receive your forgiveness. Heavenly Father, we recognize this praise report from Eric Sims. As I testified a few weeks ago, that nothing is impossible with God. If anyone has any question or problems, please dial God or refer to God, pray to God, and He will have His Holy Spirit guide you and correct the problem in any circumstances, in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, I'd like to lift up my wife's niece, Lena. As a young girl, she lost her father, died from cancer. For and losing a parent, especially a father, is devastating. This child turned to her friends, and her friends led her astray. She's been having difficult times, and she does not recognize any of her relatives, her aunt, her uncles, or anyone. She's in some kind of a state of shock, and I cry out to you, Heavenly Father, please turn this child around and hug her and bring her to yourself and put Jesus in her heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
First of all, I want to say my husband said that he won't accept any code. Nor would I accept any code. I refuse to do that. This is the second attack, but it's not the same attack as I had first. It was much worse. It's just a plain cold that can be pretty bad. But I thank God for He's given back my voice. I couldn't even sing. You know, I have to silently sing to the Lord here this morning and two Sundays ago. But something happened last night. I just want to share that first before I pray very shortly. I was reading the Word of God, and then I saw this thing in verse number 6 from Psalms 27. And now shall mine head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle, sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. And I could only I start to memorize this scripture. I have it memorized, but I just want to read it like this today. And then the enemy was trying to have me to not be able to memorize the scripture. But with God, nothing is impossible. I sang this thing.
Hallelujah.
I had a melody in my own heart, and I sang it. So I praise God for that. God is a God of miracles. Amen. Now, we are going to pray for rain now, and I will be leading out in this. Dear Heavenly Father, so many times I have seen your miracles, no matter what it is. But behind the miracles, of course, it's you most of all, but not only you, but your word, which is so alive to me. And there is nothing that you can't do. And behind every miracle that I have had in my life, I have always stood by your word. And that's what I do today for this rain. Elijah was a man of prayer. And Elijah was also like us, had the same nature as we are having right here where we are standing here. And he prayed for rain, and you delivered the rain. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father. California needs more rain, so everything will be perfect for your glory. And I give you the honor and glory for this rain that will come. And I give you all praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have already healed several people on our list. And we thank you that you have healed Ina completely, giving her her voice back. And she doesn't even have to get more prayer. So we thank you and praise you for that. We thank you also that you have healed Thomas Burns, and he doesn't have any problem either. We thank you that this could have continued if we were just relying on the natural healing. But we thank you for God's intervention. And now we pray for Lois Amaker, who's not even here. She has such a bad cold. And we pray that you would interfere, Lord, intervene with that cold so that it will not have its chance to get into her body and cause destruction. We ask for your healing in Jesus' name. And we pray for Shireen Strasener that the pain would be gone and that she would recuperate from this tooth extraction and from the infection that also came. We pray, Father, that your healing would be speedy and powerful in Jesus' name.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask for your forgiveness for speaking out of line, out of order to Brother Michael this morning, and for any other thought or action of unforgiveness in my heart, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Father, that I lift up this prayer request to you regarding the need for someone to help with the video editing here in the ministry. This is something I know that you are very well aware of, because you know all things. And I know that you have the perfect person already earmarked, and I ask that you would move upon their heart and you would reveal to them and show them that now is the time to step up to the plate and to respond to the call that you've placed in their heart to become involved with the ministry, to become involved with this job. And if need be, I don't know if they're here locally or if they're far away, but Father, I just ask that you would cause them to take care of whatever needs to be taken care of to get them here. And I also ask you, Father, that if other things in the ministry need to be streamlined so that other people who would like to help, who don't have computer experience, could help some way. I know that there's many jobs that are need to be done in the ministry. It seems like so many things are computer-based, but not everyone has computer experience, and I just ask that you would just work things out, just like you always do, but that you would just speed things up because we need the help very quickly. So we just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, lift a hear to you, Butler Brown and his family, Rhonda and son Butler III, for healing of a dry cough. Although that man works in jail, and many inmates have TB. So right now, Heavenly Father, you know the situation there. If these people are not saved, we pray for their salvation. First and foremost, to be saved, we pray in the name of Jesus. And let this man that works in jail be covered with the blood of Jesus and a wall of fire around him, that no TB will be able to touch him. No other infirmity will be able to touch him. And thank you for surrounding him with a shield of protection. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let it be a testimony to them. Let him pray for healing for those who have TB. We pray in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that your will be done there in mighty way. And right now, Lord, I want to pray for Charles' children, Andrew, Isaac, and Abigail, and David. And we command every spirit of infirmity to lose those children right now in the name of Jesus. All infirmities have to go right now in the name of Jesus and be bound, gagged, chained, taken to prison by God's holy angels. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Now, Father, we lift up Grace and Torbjorn as they have experienced great success, trials, and future concerns. Father, we thank you for delivering the truth of your word to them, that when it comes to idolatry of Christmas, they could see the truth and to be able to take a stand. But it also has necessitated a break in their family, as the people who are so entrenched in their idolatry are screaming at them, totally frustrated and wondering why it is that they're trying to break up this wonderful tradition of getting together and sharing presents and so forth. And Father, they said this, that they just simply wanted to stand for the truth. And Father, we thank you that you give them continued courage to do that, because it's easy to do it one time and then maybe to slide back. But Father, that you would just undergird them completely, that they would just be the shining beacon in their family for some future change. Just like it was in the days of the Old Testament, when you raised up one person who changed a community and a city and sometimes the countryside and even the nation. That Father, we don't know what you're going to have planned for them when it comes to this. But let them be a beacon, as it says in Matthew 5:16. Now, Father, when it comes to Grace wanting to do a different job, that she's done this particular job that she's done for many years, and she's thinking about simply a career change. Father, you can simply slam shut every single door and just leave one door open for them. And that is what we ask, that you have guided them so far, and you will continue to guide them when it comes to this. And that if it is your will that she is to change her careers, that you will simply make that way, and she will just be able to follow it. And it will be something that pays well and that she enjoys. And Father, we also lift up their children as they have moved to a different location. And that is always hard when you uproot and you have to start putting roots down again, and you got to meet new people. So Father, we ask that you just provide them with some good friends. Friends that will, as iron sharpens iron, that will be good for them and that will be Christians born again, and that won't be, taking them down and leading them astray, but that they will have some good friends for many, many, many years to come. And we just thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Michael, too. The two were good.
Okay. And Father, we thank you for this praise report that we had for Michael. That, as Pastor John said earlier, we prayed, we waited, we didn't necessarily see any instantaneous results. But you, Father, in your sovereign time, knew precisely when he was going to be saved. And you had already decreed up in heaven how long it was going to take. And we were just waiting to find out. Like Pastor John says, we won't know the future until we get there. Today we found out. And Father, we just ask that undergird him also, that he will not be content just to be born again, but that if he hasn't sought the infilling of the Holy Spirit, that will add a new dimension to his life, and that you will open up the Word of God to him, and that he will be like that seed that was planted in the good soil, flourished and grew up and produced. And Father, let him not be a 30%er or a 60%er. But Father, let him be 100% for you. Yes. That he would produce his full yield, and that he would not limit himself, and that he would in turn would be able to bring in or sow a lot of seed that would in turn yield a great harvest. So, Father, we thank you for that. And again, Father, you've heard our prayer requests here today. And we stand in faith, and we just sit there, and we just wait for the results now. We know that you're going to move. We know that you're sovereign. And we just praise you and bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, that you are the God of miracles. You are the God that reigns. There you reign over all the earth. You said in Psalms 2, why the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing. And I'm going to answer concerning that testimony that Thomas gave about people mocking God, mocking Jesus Christ for the news media. And right now, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says in Galatians 6:7, it says, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. He that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, and he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And the time will come, at Jesus' coming, that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, whether it would be the media or the atheist or anyone else. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God is looking at them with derision. He looks at them and he is laughing. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that the end will come, that your will be done,
And we bless you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for letting us be here today. Heavenly Father, please be with Henrietta's family in France, God. Let them know you. Let them come to you. Cause them to come to you. Help them to repent before you, Heavenly Father. Show them who is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Heavenly Father, let them know who is the light and the darkness. Let them come to you and bow before you, God. The way to you is on bended knee. Heavenly Father, let them come to you. Let them repent before you. Fill them with joy unspeakable and full of glory, Heavenly Father. Please be with them, God. We also ask that you be with Henrietta's two sisters, that there will be forgiveness between them two. You've done it for me and you've done it for many others, Heavenly Father. You let there be forgiveness between two siblings. Please let them forgive one another. Please let them talk to one another, God. Please let there be healing, that they will serve you, Heavenly Father. We praise your mighty name, God, in all things. And thank you again for letting us be here. In your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you now that these prayers have been heard in heaven. They're on the altar, the smoke is rising. And in due time, they shall be answered. And we bless you, we praise you, we worship you for that now. In Jesus' name. And those who are great said, amen and amen. You may be seated. Let me just say this when it comes to prayer time. This is the time when we stand before the throne and talk to Almighty God. That's an important time. And a lot of churches, people simply say, you know, well, I don't want to do this or that. But it is important that we do take time to pray. Did you want to say something? Okay, I'll let you say it quickly then. Come on up here.
Father, I'd like to ask Michael.
Michael,
where are you? Michael, I'd like to ask you to forgive me for speaking out when you were testifying. You know, just blurting out what I blurted out. And I want to ask you to forgive me, please. And Father, I'd like you to forgive me. I ask for your forgiveness in Jesus' name. And I forgive myself and I receive your forgiveness. And because it says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So I am healed and I'm cleansed. Thank you, Michael, for your testimony, and I won't do it again. Thank you.